Was geht, Leute? Mein Name ist Armani und wisst ihr, wen ich einfach in der neuen Folge vom Energy Star Talk interviewen durfte? Die erfolgreichste Künstlerin aktuell aus ganz Afrika. Energy Star Tyler. Sie hat letzte Woche Freitag ihr Album released, darüber haben wir uns natürlich unterhalten. Außerdem hat sie mir verraten, was ihre größten Red Flags beim Küssen sind und sie hat mir noch gesagt, welche Frage sie in zukünftigen Interviews nie wieder hören möchte. All das und vieles mehr hört ihr jetzt in der neuen Folge vom Energy Star.
Der Energy Star Talk. Eure Stars im Interview.
Yeah, thank you first of all for having the time today to talk to us. I want to start off by asking, what are you grateful for today?
What am I grateful for? Well, something simple. I was trying to find an outfit and I was like, oh my word, it's going to take so long to find it because I didn't plan what I wanted to wear today. And then I found this and I was kind of like, oh, it was easy to get ready today.
Do you usually take long to find your outfit in the morning?
Yes. I will have a pile of clothes like... left over, like my room looks like a bomb hit it after I try get ready. So today was an easy get ready, easy morning. So
how long did it take?
Like 40 minutes.
That's okay. That's not too
long. That's not bad.
That's not long at
nah.
all. Nah, not at all.
Not bad.
Okay, so you're a global superstar icon. Before that, you were like all of us, a regular girl growing up in Johannesburg, South Africa. So I want to know, what makes South Africa special to you? And maybe for a person who has never been, what do they absolutely have to know about South Africa?
I mean, I grew up there. My whole life is there. My whole family. What made me Tyler. So I will always love where I'm from. And what people need to know about SA, they just need to visit. I feel like SA is such a place that you only get when you visit it. So... I would say that. Mm-hmm.
So I read you grew up as the middle child. You got five siblings, right? Or four siblings?
Four siblings. Yeah,
fifth you're the
one.
Yeah, you're the fifth one. Middle. So middle, and you're like you got two older ones and two younger ones. Is that right? So you're the middle child. How's that shaped you in growing up? And has that given you like a special power or
special power? I don't even know. Hey, like I don't know what are middle child problems, or like
what I hear
benefits?
Is they always get overlooked.
For real?
Yeah, because the oldest ones everybody knows, then the youngest one everybody's taking care of, and the middle one gets forgotten.
I don't know if I felt that way. I feel like I don't know. I don't think I feel like that. As the middle child, I just feel like the middle child. Like, I was just there. You know what I mean? Like,
yes, I see. Who believed in you first in your family?
Probably my mother. Mm-hmm. My mother and my father.
Okay. So, I read that you were trying to get a degree in mining engineering, is that right, before you started music?
We need to actually stop this thing. Like, guys, it was not that serious. I feel like every time I get asked about this question, like, people will take it way too serious. Like, initially, I thought about it, but I didn't follow through because my parents eventually allowed me to sing.
Were you
so it was a thought. It was a thought for sure.
Were you enregistered at the uni already or were you just thinking about it?
I was literally thinking about it. So like, I feel like people dragged this thing. I'm telling you, every interview, so you did mining engineering. I'm like, guys, I was not in the mines. I did not do it.
We have to write that down.
We need to write that down and no more mining engineering questions.
Okay. So how did you convince your parents in believing in your dream then?
I just had to do it. You know, I feel like just what I wanted to do at a very young age was very like, and like people did not take it seriously. They thought I was going crazy. So I just had to show them. I had to show them that I was serious about it. I had to show them by just getting up every day and like making music and just showing up for myself. So eventually I had to like sit them down and be like, mom and dad, like I'm about to do it for real.
But that takes so much confidence. Like, were you always a confident person or did you have to like grow the confidence in yourself, or how did you become confident if you weren't, or did were you born with confidence?
I just had a lot of audacity. I had a lot of audacity. I had a lot of audacity to believe that I was going to become this, audacity to go for it. And yeah, I just went for it, really.
But do you know where that audacity came from? Like, what made you believe in yourself that way? Like, because I know for myself, for example, like, it's not, I don't think it's that easy. Or did it come natural for you?
I feel like it's just a mindset. Like, you just have to do it. Like, even if you, because you only get in your own way. I feel like everybody has that in them. You just, some people get in their own way. And I never let myself get in my own way. Like, even with A-pop, I had a lot of audacity to make a pop album and call it A-pop. And it's because that's what I wanted to do, so I did it.
Perfect.
Yeah.
And coming to the album, it's coming out on July 24th.
Mm-hmm.
You're excited, I guess.
Yes.
Really excited. We all are excited.
24/7.
Yes. How would you describe this new chapter of Tyler compared to older chapters of Tyler? For example, Water Tyler.
How would I compare?
Yeah.
I wouldn't compare.
Where are the differences? How did she evolve?
The differences.
How did you evolve?
First of all, I'm grown. I'm 24. I've experienced a lot, like, be now living as this pop star that I've always wanted to be. So I feel like now I have just more to say, more of a direction, more of, I'm just more intentional now, I think, with the things that I want to do.
Was it difficult for you to becoming this pop star, or did you have it in you, would you say? Because you had the audacity, so maybe.
I don't know. I feel like I just always knew. It was really something that was on my heart from a very young age. And it felt like I was told, like before I spawned on earth, it felt like I was stopped and God was like, this is your mission on earth. And I was like, okay. And I was born on earth and I just went for it, like from the moment I could recollect anything.
It was written.
It was in me. It was written, you know?
I like that.
So I'm just living out the story.
Perfect. I have a question about the song, Is It Love? How do you know?
How do I know if it's love?
Mm-hmm.
I said it in the song.
Okay. Your song, Kiss, is all about exciting feelings around a kiss. In your opinion, what makes a terrible kiss? And what makes a great kiss? So what ruins it and what...
Ooh, this is a serious question.
Yes.
What ruins it? When it's too loose and like wet. Like too wet. It's like relax. Or when like you try to use the tongue and it's hard. It's like, that is not a vibe. And then what makes it good? Yeah, I mean, only the people that have experienced it will know my answer.
Okay. Can you name me three kissing red flags? So we had one with the red hard tongue.
Yeah.
Then.
Yeah, too wet and then too loose. Yeah.
Okay. Then I'll finish with the kissing theme in a second. Just to finish these two sentences for me. A kiss is overrated when...
Overrated when... I want to know your answer.
That's tough.
You're asking me questions. You can't answer. Come on now.
You caught me.
You caught me.
You did. Okay. This isn't your first time in Germany.
No.
I wanted to go back on that. What's the first thing that comes to your mind when you think of this country? Doesn't have to be anything nice. It can be whatever comes to your mind.
What comes to mind? I actually love Berlin.
Yes?
It's so beautiful. I love the graffiti all on the walls. I love that it looks like the architecture. I love the people, their vibe. The first thing that comes to mind is the first time I came here, I was like an opener. So I performed in like an arena, which was crazy because I was like, I went from performing on club tables to an arena. So I had to jump and figure that all out in real time. So I remember that time in Berlin and the Berlin crowd and how they were just so welcoming and yeah, I had a good time.
Was that switch frightening from going from that like less people to so many people? Or how was that? How did you manage?
I had audacity. Like, I was literally like, when looking back, I'm actually really, I just think it's so cool that I was able to just go for it, honestly. Because you're never ready. You know, when you always feel like, oh, I need to get ready. Like, you are never ready and you're always ready at the same time. So I just went for it.
So, I mean, I always say there is no perfect timing. Like, the moment's always perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you know any German?
Du bist gut genug.
Okay. I kind of had a feeling that I was coming.
I said it right?
Yeah, you said it perfectly. It sounded really German. Yes. I can teach you Is It Love in German if you want
teach
to.
Teach me.
Ist, because it's really similar. Ist es Liebe?
Ist es Liebe? Ist es Liebe?
Okay, so do you know any German artists?
Name me some.
I wanted to play a little game with you, actually.
Yeah.
I've brought a list. Those are brands and artists. I'm going to name, and you got to tell me if it's an artist or if it's a brand.
Ooh, okay.
Okay?
Don't come for me if it's wrong.
Okay. Ready to get started? Yeah. 6 p.m.
That's an artist.
That's a brand.
It's a brand?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Guys, if you need an artist name, 6 p.m. is a hard name.
It is, right?
6 p.m.?
That's why I put it first, too, because it sounds like an
That's
artist name.
Hard. Okay.
Fast Boy.
Is that an artist?
Yes. It's two artists, yes.
Okay.
Pashanim.
Huh?
Pashanim.
Mm-hmm. That's a brand.
No, it's an artist.
Yo, I'm failing at this game. Okay.
LFDY.
Brand?
Mm-hmm. Live Fast, Die Young.
Yes.
I didn't want to say
that. Nah, you're trying to trick me.
That would have been...
Okay, yeah.
Nico Santos.
Artist?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Shirin David.
Artist.
Yes. Yeah. Worst Behavior.
That's an artist.
It's a brand.
It's a brand.
Mm-hmm. You.
Brand.
Artist.
Oh.
And last one, Noura.
Artist?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I gotta finish it up on that. Okay. Yeah, perfect. Almost done. I got one last question.
Mm-hmm.
20 years from now, what should people remember about Thailand, Tyler's music?
I mean, I don't know. Everyone's going to remember something different. Like, what I want them to remember, probably, like, just the evolution, like my journey. Like, the tigers that have followed me from when I was literally just a girl in South Africa and them watching me grow up and figure out this on my own. I think that's cool that I'm able to like grow up with people. And yeah, I remember being young and growing up with people that I enjoyed. So I think it's cool that that can happen with me, like with kids and just people all around the world. And yeah, it's like my life is literally on the internet. Like my whole upbringing in this music industry. So probably that, just the journey.
Der Energy Star Talk, einer von vielen Energy Original Podcasts. Noch mehr Infos findet ihr auf energy.de. Neu, der Energy TikTok Stream. TikTok Hot 50, die beliebtesten Songs auf TikTok in Deutschland.
For free für euch.
Und ohne Anmeldung.
Hört, was angesagt ist.
Der neue Energy TikTok Stream.
Online oder in der App.
Energy. Hit Music. Hit.